You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that congressional candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout discussed their differences during an hour-long debate at the Woodstock Playhouse for Time Warner Cable News. Faso, a Republican from Columbia County, and Teachout, a Democrat from Dutchess County, agreed on cleaning up the water in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg and opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They disagreed on much else. Quote, Faso has repeatedly characterized Teachout as a carpetbagger whose ideas are unrealistic and out of touch with the 19th Congressional District, while Teachout has repeatedly characterized Faso as a career politician and lobbyist who is beholden to his campaign donors, end quote, Zangla wrote. The two candidates debate again at 7 p.m. October 27th at Congregation Emmanuel, 243 Albany Avenue in Kingston. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo said October 24th that his top priority in January will be limiting outside income for state lawmakers. Quote, we're going to go back to Albany and we're going to do the unfinished business this year and we're going to start with real ethics reforms, end quote, Cuomo said in Long Island. Quote, and we're going to start by reducing or eliminating the outside income. If you look at the problem that's been recurring time and time again, it's that too many legislators wear two hats. They go to Albany and they're a legislator, and then they go home and they're a businessman or they're a lawyer or they're a consultant, end quote. Last year, leaders from both parties of both legislative chambers were convicted of violating laws, but no real ethical reform emerged from Albany in response. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Hudson voters will consider whether to set up a retirement fund for the town's volunteer firefighters on November 8th. The election's Proposition 2 would establish a service awards program, a retirement program for the City of Hudson Fire Department. The fire department will attempt to persuade voters to its cause with a public meeting at 6 p.m. November 2nd at the Hudson Fire Department Central Station. Quote, the City of Hudson Fire Department has been all volunteers since its inception in 1794. Over the past few decades, it has become a challenge to not only the Hudson Fire Department, but the fire service in general, to recruit and retain quality volunteers, said Fire Commissioner Timothy Hutchings in an October 16th letter about the meeting. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Forest Rangers responded to several search and rescue incidents statewide last weekend, including two in Greene County. In Hunter, October 22nd, a 27-year-old female hiker from New Jersey and a 25-year-old male from Iowa were lost in the Catterskill Wild Forest, and two DEC forest rangers brought them back to the Laurel House parking area trailhead. The next day, a female hiker was also lost in the Catterskill Wild Forest, and two other hikers found her before the forest rangers did. There were other lost hikers last weekend in Herkimer, Lewis, Hamilton, and Oneida counties, according to the DEC. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.